Matt Greenwood for KJS Sports Talk. Happy to have on the program Ken Campbell. He's the Northwest boys track and field coach, and individually they had some success on Saturday in the district tournament. Coach, looks like you got four guys that have qualified, one who's qualified in two categories, the other three in one individual category. And so we'll just kind of go over those today, if you don't mind, Coach.
Yeah, that'd be great.
All right, let's... Oh, go ahead.
No, it was an exciting day. You know, we did have four guys qualify. And first of all, obviously, Tanner Campbell. And, you know, Tanner is a two-time state qualifier now. He qualified in the high jump and the triple jump. He won the high jump with a jump of 6'6" and made it in the triple jump. Going 43.9, which is about 4 inches off our school record. He already has our school record in the long jump, but he just missed it in the long jump, finished in fifth. And he's just a couple inches away from our school record in the javelin, too, and he also got fifth in that. So he was just a few inches away from qualifying in all four events, but we're excited about the two he's going for.
Oh, man, when you just said he missed just by a little bit, that kind of hurts. I hope he's doing okay.
Yeah, he's fine. High jump's really his focus. He's been clearing 6'7" in practice, but since there was another competitor in, they always go 2 inches at a time. So they went for 6'8" at the meet, and he just barely missed it. Our school record's 6'9", so he's getting pretty close.
Yeah, certainly sounds like it. All right, so high jump, triple jump, that's what he's going to be doing in the class 5 sectionals. So what do you think about the kid? What do you think his chances are of, you know, getting that gold medal there?
Well, Tanner is, I guess, right now seated around second or third in the state. So, you know, we need to first get through sectionals. It's a tough qualifying process. You have to be good 3 weeks in a row in order to win that state title. And obviously, our sectional's really tough. In fact, our district was pretty tough, if you look at some of the results. But our sectional, it's one of the toughest ones to get through. And so most of the kids who qualify through our sectional have an excellent chance of winning a state medal. So so that's the upside of going against tough competition, is that you're not just going to go to state as an also-ran. You know, you make it to state out of sectional one, you've earned it. So it'll be good for him. The competition looks tight, but he is still seated number one at sectionals. As far as triple jump goes, he's in the mix. He's kind of just got into triple jump this year. Last year he said it hurt his legs. So we had this deal with him where he only had to go triple jump once during a meet early in the season, and if he got 40 feet, he could just let it ride, get the team points. But as the season went on, he started to learn a little more about the technique and started to enjoy it more, and he ended out, you know, like I said, almost breaking our school record and really becoming a fan of the event. But Tanner's an athlete. He's a real kind of freakish athlete. He's got just jumping ability out of this world. He's also got speed, strength. He's a, you know, football star here at Northwest and definitely a track star. I've got college coaches calling me about him every day. So we're excited. We're excited to see what Tanner's going to do.
Yeah, that's very cool. Now, you talk about, you know, trying to reach those school marks or even reaching a personal best. So, with sectionals coming up this weekend, does it really all come down? I mean, just sort of, if you wouldn't mind, just sort of inform us. Does it really all come down to technique, or is there extra muscle you can try to put on within a week to try to help out? What's sort of the situation there?
Yeah, for sure, it's definitely comes down to just the little things. You know, this time of year, you know, like they say, the hay's in the barn. There's not a lot he can do physically to get stronger, faster, better. There are a lot of things he could do to mess himself up, though. So it's about being smart.
Right.
It's about, you know, taking care of your body, a couple technique things here and there, and you don't want to get stale. So, he's not going to be doing much at practice. We really probably only jump 3 or 4 times a day as far as actually jumping for height. And that's only going to be probably today. And then the rest of the week, he's going to do some light lifting, some stretching, 2 things, just kind of stay sharp, and he should be ready to go. Distance runners usually have to run quite a bit more to keep themselves up and to be ready. When you talk about an explosive athlete, the training regimen is a little different because you're not trying to necessarily hold a physical peak. But he's got a good shot to clear 6.8 going forward, and it's just going to come down to having the right jump at the right moment, which I'm pretty confident he can do. He's been to state before, and he didn't really have his best day at state last year, but he really cut his teeth, and he was just a sophomore. He was kind of down there all alone. He didn't know a lot of guys, and that experience, I think, is going to pay off big time for him going forward.
All right, cool.
We do have a couple other guys.
Yeah, I was going to say, let's get to those guys. Who do you want to start off with, Dylan, Andrew, or Keith?
Well, let's kind of go up the line. Keith is our sophomore, and he's been improving in full pole vault all year long. And he's a guy who, he cleared 12 foot, but we've seen him clear 13 in practice. He lets his nerves get him a little bit. If he can get that under control, we believe in him. Like, we believe that pole vault's one of those events where you sometimes see kids really take off. Just 1 week, all of a sudden, they'll add a foot. You also see kids go from being stars to no hiding in 1 week. And so he is not counting out his chances of making it to state. He's not the best seed right now, and there are 4 guys ahead of him. But it takes one miss, one slip up, one bad pull, and next thing he's right in the mix. So I'm excited about him. Just being a sophomore, I'd like for him to get what Tanner got last year, just build on that experience and have the opportunity to kind of see what it's all about, which he got through getting through districts and having a chance to go to sectionals. But I'd like him to have it on that next level as well. So fingers crossed, it would really be a cherry on top for Keith to make it. We also have a junior. I take that back. We also have 2 seniors. We have Dylan Rogers and Andrew Frisch. Now, Dylan has been one of my best track guys for years, and he's been a great relay guy. We really thought we'd be able to get him through in the 4x4 this year to state, but we had injury problems, and the 4x4 just wasn't able to be ready and healthy to go. And so he kind of surprised us, making it through in the 100-meter dash. And so he's somebody who, he's really treasuring this opportunity and ready to put it all on the line. But he's one of my favorite guys. He's a genius. He's got like a 4.2 GPA. I don't know if I'm allowed to say GPAs, but he's brilliant.
Right.
He's a great kid. I know he's going to go on to great things, so I'm just hoping that he has this one last big experience. And then there's Andrew Frisch, who is probably the best quarter miler I've ever coached. He is tremendously fast. He could have been our best hurdler this year, probably a state quality hurdler, but he had some injuries, and so we pulled him off the hurdles this year and focused on the 400. Well, then he got hurt in the second meet of the year and missed 3.5 weeks before we got him running again. So he's been back now about 3 weeks. He's just now getting into shape. He finished 2nd in the Suburban West Conference with a 51 flat. Then in the 100-meter dash Saturday, he said he felt his hamstring. And so I was worried that we were going to have to pull him out of the meet. We pulled Andrew out of the 4x2, pulled him out of the finals in the 100-meter dash and iced him down and stretched him out and got him ready for the 400. When he came out of the blocks, he had really short little steps, and I thought, oh, no, it's hurting. He's not going to be able to go. And then he just took off and ended up finishing in second place, 51.01, which is 1/100th of a second off his best time of the year. And that's running injured, you know, kind of in this mental state where he was concerned about being hurt. So right now he's seated fifth in sectionals. And I would say he has, I would say it's better than 50% chance of going to state. He, the guy who's seated directly ahead of him, he beat just last week in conference. So he's got a very good chance. If we can get him healthy and we have him ready, I could see him not just making it to state, but maybe making some noise up there with Tanner.
That's an awfully big statement. And based on what you told me about sort of his history with an injury or injuries, if it's been multiple places, that to me is incredible that he ran a 51.01 and got second in districts just this past weekend, because I know if I, you know, have a leg injury or something like that, I'm limping for the next couple of days, you know, and I'm walking a little bit slower and all that good stuff. So I guess it makes it even more incredible that he was able to get himself right just in time for the districts and was able to do as well as he did.
Well, hamstrings are so tough because obviously that's your explosiveness, you know, and so coming out of the blocks, he felt like he couldn't accelerate because he didn't want to, you know, do damage. So it took him a while to get up to speed. Once he was up to speed, he was able to kind of sit on it a little bit and get comfortable and take off. So, yeah, no, that's a tough injury for a sprinter to run with. The trainer checked him out yesterday. She said he's tight, but he should be ready to go. We're just not running him at 100% these next couple days and making sure he gets rolled out. And hopefully he's ready to rock on Saturday. We'll be up at Kirkwood. And the meet, actually, they're still ironing out the time schedule with the games committee. But the meet's supposed to get started around 10 o'clock. So it's going to be a full day.
Right.
And we're excited.
All right, Coach. We're speaking to Northwest Boys Track and Field Coach Ken Campbell. So you got let's just refresh everyone's memory. Dylan Rogers Sr. is going to be participating in the 100-meter dash. You got Senior Andrew Frisch that's going to be participating in the 400-meter dash. You have sophomore Keith Smith, who will be participating in the pole vault, and then Tanner Campbell Jr. that's going to be competing in the high jump and the triple jump at the sectionals. Is that all correct?
That's correct.
All right, great. And by the way, I saw your video. It only lasts about 3 seconds, but I saw the video on your Twitter handle or on your Twitter account of Keith just making that 12-foot mark there. I saw his hand sort of hit the bar, which obviously that was a pretty close. Is there a mark that goes against a guy that knocks down that bar? Does their jump get disqualified if they were to actually knock down that bar?
Yeah, that's how it works. You get 3 jumps at each height.
Okay.
And so as long as the bar stays on, it's good. That one was particularly exciting. We like to clear them a little cleaner than that, but
right.
Yeah, he's had some jumps where he's way up over. That particular jump, I believe the standards were pushed up and he kind of started to blow through his pole a little bit, which means he was going deeper into the pit. And so, you know, it's one of those things where, you know, you got to be on the right pole. And sometimes he has to, you know, he'll switch poles from height to height as it goes up to get on a heavier pole to keep him going up in the air. Instead of, you know, going too deep into the mat. So it's an interesting event. Definitely it could be a sport all in and of itself, you know, pole vaulting, with all the technical aspects of it.
Right. Was that a jump that you took the video of? You were present at that jump?
Right, yeah.
So when you saw the bar wobble, were you thinking, oh, no, oh, no, oh, no? Or was it just like, you know, what was sort of going through your head?
Well.
What do you think was going through his head?
I think that he does get nervous, and he doesn't need to. You know, he's talented, and he needs to just let his talent take over. And so, you know, when you're a vaulter and you hit that pole like that, you're going down. You're in the air. You're looking backwards up at the pole, you know, and you're just praying it doesn't fall back down on you.
Right.
And so, you know, in that moment, it was exciting. It was good, you know, that because that jump, you know, meant that he was for sure a qualifier.
Right.
And so it was a good moment. You know, I'll take him however I can get him.
Right, certainly. All right, Coach Campbell, well, we certainly appreciate the time, and best of luck to your guys at the Class 5 sectionals on Saturday.
Thank you, sir.
That is Ken Campbell, boys track and field coach for the Northwest Lions.